Hello, this is Candy.
Hello, this is Marissa, and you are listening to the Only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
This is so exciting. Wow, where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hey, I'm Trey, a.k.a. Ashokan Zelo.
And I'm Dave, Eat to Surf.
And I'm Striker.
I'm David, a.k.a. Victus X.
I'm Skunk Keen, a.k.a. the most handsome bastard in Neverwinter Nights.
And who do you have with you there tonight, Skunk?
They don't want to use their real names because they do game Neverwinter Nights.
Okay. And
there's lots of lonely dregs out there that will hound them. But she wants to be known as, what's your name you want to be known as?
Candy.
Candy, yeah. Okay.
And
welcome to the show, Candy.
Marissa.
This is one third of my PNP gaming group. I was chatting with the guys at IRC. Was saying that I could be the world's greatest DM. You know, Gary Gygax, does he sleep with his group? No.
David, did you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I did.
I'm so lost.
He was
now.
The one that said David, a.k.a. Vivictus X.
Oh, he did? Okay. Are you sure he said that?
Yeah.
I'm sure I said that.
Okay, and this is the only Neverwinter Nights podcast episode. What episode is it?
109.
109.
Yep. The wheels are off the wagon episode.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be the episode, finally, folks, of the Girl Gamer Roundtable that we've been promising for a long time.
Yeah, so that's why Skunk has a couple of girls with him, right? Girl gamers.
Yeah, but we got the interview is Liso, Queen Silver Rings.
Well, I think two.
Lily also, Lily, she's been on the show a few times before. There would have been a whole bunch more, but when they found out I was going to do an interview, they wanted nothing to do with it.
Oh, that ain't true.
Well, it's probably true, but they would never tell you that.
Yeah.
Breaks my heart.
So also tonight we have a guest with us, Striker B from Israel. Welcome, Striker.
Thanks.
What have you been up to lately? Are you still working on your module?
Currently not so much. I don't have that much spare time to do.
So what's happening over in Israel?
Besides the usual news crap?
the usual new crap.
What's the new crap?
News. CNN stuff. We don't need the CNN bit.
Yeah, that's why you should listen to Fox News.
I listen to Fox News.
Have you been playing any good games lately?
Neverwinter Nights?
In gaming?
And overall, I play currently the Overlord 2 and Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay.
Cool.
That's good.
All right, well, welcome to the show. When we get to the news, you can chime in if you want have anything you want to add in.
If I had the access to the shows, yeah, good.
You can chime in anyway. The show notes are just going to be the talking points, and we'll talk about them.
So, David, Vivictus X, what you been up to?
Not much. I've mostly been playing 360 lately and wishing my PC was working better.
Console gaming? Blasphemy. Oh, my.
I play everything. I'm platform against, man.
Yeah, so is I. I have the PS2 and the Xbox at my friend's home. So we play everything we can get our hands on.
I have no room to talk.
It's all good.
I have no room to talk. I play with my Wii.
We've all known you've done that, but we're talking about gaming. Something you do with other people.
All right, well, let's jump into the news. Skunk, you want to start us off?
Skunk,
are you with us?
Yeah, I am here, definitely. All right, as far as news, folks, I, Skunkine, welcome your worship as your DM god. And website Gravatar.
Wait, Skunk, I don't see that part in the news notes there that you were the... Oh, you made that up. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Hutch, it's true.
What's it?
Website Gravatar, if you comment regularly on the main website, please go to gravatar.com and upload an avatar. Make sure to use the email you use to register on our main Neverwinter Nights podcast site.
What the crap's and a Gravatar?
It's a website. Well, then you could post a comment, and it'll have your pretty picture, too, across the internet. Are they doing something behind me? No? Okay.
What does that stand for?
I mean, Gravatar?
Yeah.
G-A-R-V.
No, you're right. Right. I don't know. I don't. Trey's having fun doing something.
I'm having fun messing with everybody.
But a Gravatar is just a little graphic picture to
global repository avatar.
So people can recognize your comments at a glance.
So did you see the news about Rob over at OEI?
Yeah, it seems like we seem to be getting lots of bad news lately.
Yeah.
Everybody's leaving something.
Did you see that there was a big big service at the Staples Center here in L.A. for him? Big going away thing.
Did you get tickets?
No, I couldn't. I was in the lottery. It's like 1 million people signed up for that. It's just like for Neverwinter Nights 2 is amazing.
So for all of you that don't know, Rob McGinnis, he was the product manager for Neverwinter Nights 2 as well as the community manager, is leaving Obsidian Entertainment. And he won't tell us where he's going or what he's headed to. He said he can't tell us that yet. I actually sent him a private message on Facebook to see if he could tell us, maybe tell us, where he was going, but he couldn't say.
And actually, he's already left the building because it was July 2nd, I think, was his last day.
Wow. I said, when did the community find out about that?
When did the community?
Yeah.
Actually, he posted it on June 29th.
Wow. Oh, yes, I see.
And actually, I think it was out a little sooner on the Obsidian.
Now, he told me that he's not going to leave the community. He will still be lurking in the community.
Still gaming Neverwinter Nights 2, so... We'll put a link to the forums where people have been saying goodbye and stuff on our show notes.
Tell Rob goodbye. Come back.
Goodbye, Rob. Please come back. Goodbye, Rob. Please come back.
They want you back, Rob. And NWN Vault Review Category and Scoring Revamp. The Viewers Guild. Folks may notice at the NWN Vault that every so often the Reviewers Guild, guided by Queen Silverings, puts a module review for us. And they ended up posting a topic over in BioWare forums where they're talking about updating their system. It's very interesting to check out, and it's kind of long, but have any of you fellas ended up reading it?
I did.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, I read through it. I noticed no one's commented about it, though.
Yeah, they felt that the guidelines were no longer working for them. So, and it says, more importantly, the players and the authors of the module, NWN has improved leaps and bounds since the game released. And
so sum it up. So what does that mean for all the category and scoring going forward? Is it going to make it easier for your mods to become Hall of Fame,
or is
it going to make it harder?
I believe so. It looks like that. It looks like, also seems like, I mean, well, the community ain't really dwindling down, but there's a whole lot more new things going on with the vault than what there was ever before. So, you know, they said if anybody, you know, wants to join the Reviewers Guild, they got an application where it pretty much wants to know what kind of adventure modules you played. You girls could join it. You guys play some modules. And, you know, you end up joining the team there. And you'll end up hearing more from Queen Silverwings here soon in our interview, folks.
So what's this Secret Obsidian Entertainment project? Secret OEI project.
Oh, some of the Obsidian Isabellas in the IRC, they gave me that link when I was looking for some, you know, community news, and they said that this is a screenshot of their secret game project. Yeah, so you know, no, that's all right. You know,
here, let me send it. Let me send it to you, Striker.
So you know, when people come listen to our show and they click on that link, they want to see what Obsidian is up to, and that's
there
what they'll
go.
Get.
You see it?
That's quite
a blend.
Yeah, wow. Don't that game look amazing?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Way to go, Obsidian. You're really showing us.
Who sent that to you?
Some of the Obsidian employees that were chilling in the IRC today.
It just blew my mind, though.
Yeah, that's a wicked image, isn't it?
If you stare at it for a really long time, do you see that jumps out at you?
It kind of looks like that. Looks like it could be Neverwinter Nights 3, huh? Or a next expansion.
Yeah, I'm wondering why the ratio is 300 by 300, though, because it seems like it had to have been cropped.
Yeah. Oh, only they can tell us.
I really like the glow. Hello, is everybody still with me?
Yes,
I'm back. I missed everything, though.
Oh, we were just checking out OEI's secret project.
Ah, yeah. We'll put a link to that in the show notes, right?
We were just awing at the glow that comes off of that screenshot.
Nah,
it seems a little darker to me.
Yeah, and
if
you stare
that.
Really hard for a long time.
And then stare at a blank wall.
Okay.
It's the subliminal subliminal stuff interlaced in there that was actually quite intriguing to me.
Indeed. You have subliminal stuff in there?
Let's do one more announcement, and then we'll get into the Girl Gamer Roundtable, which everybody's been waiting to hear. I guess you were chatting with Spool 32, who was on the show last episode, Skunk.
Yeah. He told me that he's got some wicked new stuff that his team's working on. It's a new fear system with werewolves that when they shapeshift and change, they scare the crap out of anybody around them, and they all like have to make a morale roll to see if they run in fear.
A morale roll, sweet.
Yeah, that would be wicked. That's the Neverwinter Nights 2. Now, what Neverwinter Nights 2 need next is a urine puddle. That way, you know, have one NPC frozen stiff and just wets himself.
So you're going to do CUP for Neverwinter Nights 2.
All right, speaking of Spool, here he is. Hey, Spool, how's it going?
Good, how are you guys?
We were just talking about your werewolf system.
I love that thing.
Tell
it's so
us
much
about
fun. Basically, you get a... if you get bitten by one of the lycanthrop spawns somewhere in the game, then you have a chance of contracting lycanthropy, and then you go through a period where they're... I won't say which days, but there are certain days of the in-game month where you suffer through involuntary shifting into a lycanthrop form and go crazy on the local inhabitants. And if you stick out and the rest of the characters don't force remove curse move, curse view, or a lycanthropy cure, then eventually you can learn to control it, and you shift at will. And at that point, you get to pick from 15 different forms. And we got the basic werewolf, werebear, rats, that sort of thing. And we got some hawks and little spiders. Then some weird stuff like goats. You can be a were-raccoon if it struck your fancy.
So what kind of character do you got to be playing, though, in order to use this?
Well, I mean, any PC can contract it. Eventually, I mean, just by virtue of the fact that you're going to, at some point, involuntarily shift into lycanthropy form and probably kill a whole bunch of commoners, you're going to end up being a chaotic and probably a chaotic evil PC. But as long as your alignment is some form of evil, you can end up you can become a true lycanthropist and start shifting on your own whenever you want
to.
And you get some bonuses too. Werewolves and such get a lot of DR and high regen while they're shifted. But there's some deficiencies as well. You can't cast when you're shifted or use psionic abilities and stuff like that.
Is there a were skunk?
There's no skunk. Oh wait. I don't think there's a skunk left.
Thank goodness.
Listen.
Indeed.
I could give you all the real thing.
I want to just keep it in your pants.
Yeah, I keep my DM wand in my pocket.
So, hey, Tony, are you DMing right now? On your?
I'm not on right now. I probably will be in a little while.
I got on last night.
I saw you. I was just going to bed when I saw you log in.
I kind of ran around by myself, trying to get some gold and stuff so I can buy some decent weapons and armor. So I was doing some quests.
I just rolled another character to see what the first level, the low level experience was like again. So I'm up to 8th level again now, and so far what I've seen, the easiest way to make gold right now is to kill fire beetles, turn them into fire potions, and sell them to other PCs who are doing crafting. And there's about 6 different shops.
Oh, cool.
So that's been my source of income.
Where can I find fire beetles? Like out in the elf gate out in there?
There's a cave on the Alesia server. Not too far. It's one of the main sort of Luby quests. And so there's a fire beetle cave, and then there's another one that's a little harder to find on the Elven server, the Wilderness server.
Cool.
And a few in Makona as well.
Excellent.
Before we do the interview, were you talking about cockroach running with the bulls?
What? I don't know.
You said QK was running with the bulls?
I don't know. He lives in Spain, and the bulls were running today, so I was just wondering. I don't know if he is running with the bulls or not.
I think QK always is running with the bulls.
Are the bulls running from him?
What was that, Striker?
The bulls running from him.
Yeah. That's probably right. Yeah, I was listening to on the way to work on the news this morning. They said the bulls were running in Spain, and only 4 people had been hurt so far, or trampled, and nobody had been gored yet.
Yet.
It seems like the craziest thing to ever want to do.
I watched that on the Discovery Channel once. I was like, you people are idiots.
I mean, it's like running in traffic, I guess. Why would you?
Exactly.
I don't understand why you'd want to do it.
Hey, that sounds cool. How about every July, 6th, we go to L.A. and run with the traffic? I guess it doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Hey, that would be cool. Yeah, we should have like a running of the bulls, like in one of the, in a persistent world or something. That would be cool.
Oh, there you go.
Running with the giants or something.
Minotaurs.
Yeah, the minotaurs. There you go.
Do that.
That's not a bad idea at all.
The MFI has a follow command, right? You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I just thought of a new event, a cool event you could
you
do,
did.
Spool.
I'm kind of tempted to do that. There's a big fat Minotaur cave on one of the servers. That'd be really fun.
What level would you have to be, though?
Mid-teens, I guess. Maybe a little higher.
I'll come watch it.
That can make a giant mess of things. Yeah, that sounds fun.
You could create a whole bunch of Minotaurs, possess one, have all the others set to follow, and you could run them all around with your head Minotaur.
I'm really liking this idea.
Are you? See, yeah. I come up with pretty good ideas every once in a while.
This would be really funny.
I think, like once a year or something like that.
Ever have some trample effects?
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Yeah, but that would be your next thing. Trample effect to the Neverwinter Nights. Wow.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have for the news and community updates. Skunking, why don't you introduce our game, Girl Gamer Roundtable, one more time? So I know you kind of introduced it a little bit earlier in the show, but why don't you do it again and introduce who's going to be on there, and then we'll play it.
All right, all you lonely dregs of society that hound every female you discover online. It is finally here, the Girl Gamer Roundtable.
Lily, you have anybody you can drag in here?
No. Just these guys.
Yeah, see? That's the dilemma, you know, between podcasts, Bouncy Rock, and everything else. It's just a bunch of guys.
I say you should let the guys in.
How is it supposed to be a girl gamer roundtable?
You know, guys can ask questions.
Well, let's see. Who's around?
Skunk's got to be around. And
Skunk is gaming.
Who else was it that wanted to lurk around?
Oh, everybody?
Yeah.
Everybody with an overload of testosterone?
We can ask the guys, do you play as girls and not let anybody know?
We all know they've done that.
Yeah.
I actually know somebody who plays a guy or plays a girl always.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I said, why do you always play a female? He says, because guys are stupid and give me stuff.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah. And actually, the first MMO to ever succeed was Ultima Online. And it was the first, you know, one that came out and made the stamp for MMOs. Mm-hmm. And I used to play MMO, and it used to crack me up. I would be in Ultima Online. I'd be, like, in Dungeon Shame and killing Earth Ellies, and I'd have, like, a little bit of my life bar down, and some guy would come up, oh, do you need help? Do you want me to heal you while you hit stuff? You know, I'm like, dude.
Okay.
Are you really a girl?
Yeah. Well, I mostly played girls when I was online. I mostly played girls, but I did play guys sometimes.
You
but,
know what?
You know, I wasn't pretending to be a guy. Most of the people I played with knew that I was.
I used to tell everybody I was a transsexual.
I used to get a lot of guys that played girls that I knew were guys. You know, they didn't say they were, but you could tell. Usually, most guys can't. Not most, but a lot that I've met can't play females well. You know, they're not chatty enough.
I know some men who are extremely chatty. Mm-hmm. But there's we actually had a guild on Ultima Online, and this we had a problem with somebody who was actually like obsessed with our guild leader, and a female character just pops out of nowhere, one we've never seen before, and says, "Oh, I would like to join your guild," and all this other stuff. When it was in a female character, and I said, "Are you really a female?" And he says, "Yeah, sure." And then going on and talking to them for a few days and stuff, I'm like, this is not a woman. There's no way this could be a woman, you know. So what do, you know, in my infinite wisdom, I was like talking about cramps.
You're
and
evil.
And I said, something. I said, do you have any method that you might use? You know, he went offline.
I
was like, busted.
Oh, cracky. Now, I've met a couple of guys that are really, really good at playing females. I never knew. I actually never knew. Eventually, you know, they told me.
Three girls. Really good. See, this kind of like solidifies the whole, there's not enough girls in this community.
I think there are more. I mean, you see more and more of them on the bio boards, or at least they sound like girls.
I mean, ask them about cramps. I don't know.
You know what? I think a lot of girls actually do single player.
Well, bio. I'm a single player. I play single player games. Mm-hmm. You know, I after leaving MMOs and not looking back, I have done nothing but single player games.
Yeah, I don't PW anymore. I mean, not because I've got anything against them. It's just with the review guild and stuff, it's all single player. And I did a whole load of PW reviews, and you can burn out real quickly doing that.
Not to mention,
a lot of my friends my age, more of us actually like to play multiplayer games so that we can play with like our boyfriends or our other friends or something.
Mm, right.
Yeah. Yeah, we just, because we got a whole new, we did got a few new reviewers actually that stayed and were active. And we all get together once or twice a week sometimes now and do multiplayer. Usually in good versus evil, because we quite like that. You know, a good old bash. And she vamps up all the creatures, because you can do that with the good versus evil.
So should we bring the guys in? Let them ask us questions?
Of course.
I don't know that it actually is a girl gamer roundtable at that point, but I guess they can interview us. I skunk will be up for it.
Yeah, I don't mind, Lily. You okay?
Sure.
Cool.
She hangs around guys all day in a PW.
No,
yeah.
I'm messaging him. It says he's available. He's typing back. He's logging in. He doesn't know why yet.
Oh, he'll be so surprised.
He's such a weirdo. I love weirdos.
All you podcast people are weirdos. That's
why
you're in the podcast.
Isn't that terrible?
So really do.
We actually had like 3 or 4 females offer to co-host, and they quit as soon as they started. And Trey says, I don't know what the problem is. Why aren't they staying around? I said, because you have a signature female on the show already. I said, females are like cats. They're very territorial, and I've already peed on my place. And I said, well, you know, now that I'm leaving the podcast, I said, maybe you'll get someone to stay.
Oh, well.
What's that?
So they couldn't take the competition.
I thought it was silly. I even tried to encourage a couple of them. No, come on, you know, stay. They didn't ever say why they weren't staying. What? They're skunkers. Skunkalicious.
Yeah.
He loves when I call him that. He probably doesn't. He just tolerates me.
He's the one with the really deep voice, isn't he?
Yes. And that little bit of Cajun in his voice. You can hear the Louisiana coming out from him.
He's not too comfortable with adult content.
No, he's too comfortable with it.
Is he?
Yeah, that you're thinking of Trey.
Oh, am I thinking of Trey? Okay,
Trey's
one of
the uptight one.
All right.
Skunky!
Skunking tone scat.
Skunkalicious, why can't we hear you?
Hello there, everyone.
There he is.
Hi, afternoon.
Skunk, we have a dilemma. We only have 3 people for this girl gamer roundtable, including me.
Oh, and I'm feminine enough to join, huh?
Well, actually, we were thinking that maybe we could turn this into a roundtable / interview, and you the interviewer.
Oh, okay.
You have to be stuck in a room full of females.
Yeah.
Mm. Not a problem for me.
Yeah, we're shocked.
All right, so I'll end up asking y'all a list of questions related to Neverwinter Nights.
Gaming in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, gaming in general, not just Neverwinter Nights.
Right. Just gaming in general. I mean, I would throw in some Neverwinter Nights in there because, well, it is the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Indeed. And
but
I don't game anything other
skunk,
than
I have moved the schedule on this thing like 4 times now, and I just can't move it anymore. I'm not even going to be part of the podcast soon, so.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe Carissa will turn up at some point. You never can tell.
Well, it says she can't make it until like 2:30 or so, which I don't know if that's what time zone she's in. And if it's my time zone, that's still an hour from now. And if not, who knows?
And she's like an hour ahead or behind us.
Is she PST? Something like that.
Who?
Carissa. I think, isn't she PST or?
Isn't it Charissa?
I don't know. I mean, I've only ever seen her name in text. I can't remember.
It's Charissa 1066.
Yeah, Charissa. Yeah, so that's how you say it. Charissa. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Do that for the H bit. Okay.
I couldn't. I asked Domi Soto if she wanted to be in it, but she was busy.
You probably told her I was coming, and she ran.
Is she scared of you?
Nah. No, she's
Have
not.
You been stalking her?
No. No, I asked her to do some audio for me once, and she helped, and I ended up doing some audio for a module she was working on, too. So, no.
So can you come up with, like, questions and topics on the fly?
Yeah, no problem.
See, I tried to talk Lily into co-hosting the show. I was trying to find another female so that I could leave without having a bad conscience.
And why weren't you, Lily?
She never answered. She just kind of did exactly what she just did, laughed.
I think the laugh kind of tells you everything.
She's got a cute little voice. She would be great.
Yeah.
I'm not nearly chatty enough.
Well, then you would just be like the opposite of me then. I never shut up.
But that's a good thing. This.
Right, do we have some interview notes that we could write off? Or
we don't have anything. I said, dude, this is on the fly.
Yeah.
On the
fly, no problem.
You get to ask anything.
All right.
It doesn't mean you'll get answered by anything.
All right, I'm recording. Hello, everybody. This is Skunkeen, and stepping in for Michelle, a.k.a. Lisa, even though she's here with us. We're doing the Girl Gamer Roundtable, and we have Lisa, and we have Queen Silverwing, and Lily. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, Skunk.
Afternoon.
Now, we all were familiar with Michelle here, but Queen Silverwing and Lily, you're seen throughout the Neverwinter Nights community. I've seen Queen QSW is what you often go by.
That's correct, yeah.
Lily, you have a
Dark Oak, usually.
So we've been trying.
Lily is from Obsidian Shore.
Oh, yeah. Been there. So we've been trying to get a girl gamer roundtable for quite a while. Who all were we expecting to have with us?
Well, we were hoping to have Charissa.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember what PW she is from.
Anacolia?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Dragonstar?
Katarina Dragonstar. She's from the DMFI. She's the new head of that. And she's also the admin for Sojourney. The Bloodstone Lands is another Neverwinter Nights 1 PW, but they were working on a Neverwinter Nights 2 version also.
Yeah, unfortunately, she has no internet access this weekend.
Mm. Yeah, I recall seeing a note in the DMFI forum. She was busy for a while. So, I've been trying to get in on this for quite a while.
Yeah, you're not offended it's circumstantial, is it? Are you?
Desperation. Oops.
So getting me in here is an act of desperation. That's all right.
I don't know. Skunk, you could take that as a compliment.
Yeah, because you'd spice it up for us. Three girls is just a really small round table.
It's a tea table.
Three girls.
Tea is good.
Tea is good. It just doesn't get all that jazzed, when you're doing a round table.
Indeed.
You end up doing quite a lot of reviews for the Reviewers Guild.
Yeah, Neverwinter Vault Reviewers Guild, yeah.
Now, has there ever been a module that you just detested and just reviewed right for?
Oh, yeah, there have been. Sodomy Jack, you probably find them on the vault.
Sodomy Jack.
The Sodomy Jack series, yeah. The first review that I had to, when I joined the guild back in, I don't know, 2005 probably, and I picked that up, I thought, okay. And it was awful. It's just some, it was obviously some kid.
Really?
And he'd done a little bit of, well, looking into the idea of a Sodomy Jack, I guess, but he basically, he was like the most awesome, epic, fantastic fights ever, oh wow, I've just learned how to do one conversation. And you'd go in and you'd find like three rats and possibly one bandit to fight and a whole heap of placeables in the sky. And it took longer to write what was wrong about that module than it did to play it. So that got shelved because it wasn't in our interest. It wasn't in really his interest. And he kept on, you know, because we do mail the authors saying, you know, you've got to, you know, maybe come back later when you've done something a bit more and fix this or that. And He kept on putting them up, and we just kept on taking them off the pending list. Yeah. It would have been like a score of like -5 or something. It would have been
ouch.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, there are no negative numbers on the vault, is there?
No, there aren't. So, you know, it would just have been awful. And that was my very first official review, and it got shelved. But, you know, it happens.
Now, Lily, you're is it all right to call you Lily, or do you want to be called?
Oh, yeah, that's what I prefer.
You know, you're really involved with the community on a more sociable scale, because you're working with the PW, you end up meeting a lot of people that come onto your server and go. Has there ever been any kind of, like, stalking crazies that just, like... Once they find out that you're female, you know, these lonely dregs, they're just, you know, HR just goes off like, oh, there's an internet female chick. We got to get her.
Luckily, never on Neverwinter, but I've had it happen multiple times on WoW. And it's horrible on some of those, like, WoW or on free-to-play games.
I actually had to mute my mic because I was laughing so hard.
What kind of races try flirting with you the most, like the gnomes?
Well, I play Horde. So, usually Blood Elves because everybody plays them.
Yeah.
I had a feeling when that race came out that it was going to get, like, swarmed popular.
Yeah, it's,
That's right before I quit. It came out right after I quit World of Warcraft.
The server that I sort of play on now, has about half of all the Horde are Blood Elves.
Oh, good lord. I had a sexy troll chick. She was cool. And she was a paladin eater. She was a shaman.
Oh.
But did you ever get hounded for being a female gamer?
Skunk, I've been hounded for being a female on podcast.
Really? The podcast team, though.
Huh?
Not by the podcast team.
No, you already know about it.
Oh.
You know, hamsters, remember?
Minsk's relative from the Baldur's Gate 2, his relative, but the one that liked gerbils. we'll stop it there. But
yeah, we'll have to change the content rating of the show if you keep going this direction.
I hope you ladies don't mind that someday I end up trying organizing another female round table. I was thinking about doing the, a social server girls gamer round table.
Content rating changed.
How do you think?
You know, back in the day when I did do online, you know, social server was actually the place, it wasn't like it is now. It was like a place where people just went in and you had like a bar and then you had an arena and everybody sort of like just PvP'd. Social service has changed now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's very social.
Right, okay.
Very creative and imaginative.
I started playing on social service, you know, just, you know, make your own gear and, you know, PvP, and it was just a way to learn the tool set for me, really, and have a bit of fun, and then went on to PW. So, I mean, the first time I looked at the social server on GameSpy, and I kind of looked at it, and you know, I thought, well, yeah, that looks a bit different now. It's like, you know, bondage stuff and all sorts of weird stuff going on. Yeah, I'm like, cracky. I better not tell anybody I was actually playing on social service because they might think I was into all that stuff.
Yeah. Females are in high demand on there, and if they don't have enough females, they end up getting guys to pretend that they're female.
If I may, an incident playing Ultima Online back in the early 2000s. I did have a male character who literally was following me everywhere. In Ultima Online, they had GMs and counselors, and they actually would perform weddings within the game. Characters could get married and have inscribed rings and all this other stuff. And this guy kept telling me that my character needed to marry him, and he was quite obsessed. And he was actually killing, going around PvPing, trying to kill my friends. And I had a couple of really good friends that we used to go hunting together. We would hang out in, you know, Shadow Worm Room or go kill Balrons and stuff. You know, we were like the elitist tamers, the ones that everybody hated. And so one day we finally found out where his house was. And we went and we just got our mages and we started swarming his house with fireballs and all this other stuff. And we kept him dead for like 2 days straight because he just would not quit. It was terrible. He stalked me in the game. He made runes for outside my house, outside of all the places I hung out, my vendors for my smith, everything. It was just really, really crazy. And this all transpired because he found out I was actually a female.
I just get guys telling me that they're gay. I don't know what it says about me.
Okay.
You know, they confide in me. They're playing women.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, and then, you know, they've got to know me or whatever, and then they tell, you know, I'm gay, really. And I'm like, okay. You know, if you want to play a woman, you know, you've got to do this a bit more and stuff. You're doing it great, but I don't mind that you're gay.
Yeah.
But I never get stalked.
Well, what type of female do y'all believe a female gamer would enjoy this type of attention from, you know, like the online society of, you know, sex-starved males, you know, trying to chat up the female player? I mean, do you think they're probably women that are like a home alone with a bunch of cats? Or, you know, what type of female gamer do you think enjoys stuff like that?
Masochist?
That was probably right.
I don't know. I personally never found any enjoyment in it. It's creepy. I mean, I've made some really fantastic friends on MMOs who I still talk to today that I've been talking to since, you know, Ultima Online came out in 1997. But to have somebody who professes their undying love to you through a cartoon character and chases you around the server and stuff is just a little too over the top.
Yeah, I couldn't hack that. I wouldn't know what, well, I probably wouldn't know what to do, but it would get me in a lot of trouble. But
it'd be gay anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I must have been really, really lucky because, I mean, I played with a lot of, well, I played one server for like nearly 2 years and I never even got my character who's called Lily. Most of my characters are actually called Lily. I didn't even get her up to level 20. You know, it was like really slow leveling and, you know, shared XP penalties and stuff. But I played with people that were, you know, my age and sometimes their kids would come on and stuff. But no, I just had some great gaming buddies, but nobody ever stalked me.
Do you ever feel like you get to that point, you know, you have children, you have a family, you have an adult home life and stuff, and you actually are concerned about what you say and how people are talking to you? Because they could very well be a 14-year-old.
Yeah. I am picky with who I play with. So.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, you know, I used to go into a server sometimes and you get all these invites straight away and they don't even know me.
Right.
I don't know you. Hello. And I usually reject it and then, you know, do a tell over, you know, and say like, yeah, I just want to have a look about and stuff and chill out a bit. And they're normally all right, but, anybody I don't like, I just don't associate with. And I just say, I don't want to join your party. It's okay.
Lily, you're very early in the life of it as an adult. Have you found a change since you were a teenager?
Not really. Like, as far as, like, picking, like, who you're partying with and stuff?
Well, in-game.
Oh, in-game. I don't know. I haven't really seen, like, too much change because I'm not that old. Things don't change that fast, usually.
Oh, okay.
So do y'all feel that there's a big perception with the online gaming that females are in the minority with gaming?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot more females than actually let on, personally.
I agree with you.
I think a lot of females play males, or they play females, but they, you know, act like they're guys. Go ahead, Lily.
My little sister, every time she plays a boy just specifically so that she'll get left alone by all the guys.
Oh, yeah. Like,
she plays a guy, they don't ask. She can just have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Notice most female gamers are better spellers.
You haven't met me, have you?
No.
Or me, apparently.
Or me.
My lady, she plays Neverwinter Nights 1. She hasn't gotten to 2 yet, but she would game online, and she would end up messaging me sometimes. You spell the word wrong here. Thank you. I always think that female role players online and game servers always had a great amount of creativity as far as storytelling goes, which would end up pretty – like there's also some module builders out there as well. I recently ended up – well, I don't know if this would be a great example, the Dance with Rogues module. And there's a certain amount of when some female gamers end up embracing, you know, their characters and role playing them out and acting them out, really there's a great amount of the detail and femininity that stems from it, just from the imagination of just reading this, like, you know, like as if you were a book or a romance novel, which I'm tired of reading.
That was one powerful module, though, Dance with Rogues.
Yeah.
It was, I think I played it we were going to do an interview when I worked for the Vault. And I thought, well, I've got to play it because, you know, I need to, it was like the text interviews, so. And, a fantastic series, but I wouldn't play it again. It was shocked the hell out of me. It was too much.
Too hard.
Too much sweat.
Yeah. And, you know, I even sort of, like, reloaded to try and do something different to see, like, no. And, yeah, a lot of emotion went into that that module. Very impressive, but not something I could actually play again for replayability or anything like that. It just took too much out of me. It's too real.
Wow.
You know, I like my fantasy game to be fantasy. You know, there's a definite line between my reality and then I get online and I'm fantasy, and I don't really want real life to sort of get in the way or come through the games that way.
Well, it was more like dark fantasy instead of real, I thought. But like,
it was rape. There was rape in that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
that's like fantasy. Like the upcoming Dragon Age is one highlights is that it's going to be a dark fantasy, not high fantasy like most of Neverwinter Nights is.
Have you guys seen the new trailer for it? Oh.
No. I haven't even looked at the Dragon Age.
It's awesome.
I haven't got a computer that will run it.
Oh.
Yeah, my computer, my other one, just it died a day after the warranty ran out.
Lily, do you ever play single-player games?
I used to play single-player games all the time, and I haven't really touched them except for Oblivion and Sims. So.
Sims!
Yeah.
I hate Oblivion.
I couldn't play it.
Do you really?
I'm having a graphics power, so...
It reminded me too much of Lord of the Rings ripoff. You know, the big eye and the gate and stuff. And I'm a real Lord of the Rings fan, and that just really peeved me that they nicked all that stuff with the fiery eye and stuff like that. I was shouting at the computer too much, you know.
Run straight for the original storyline of it. I went like, okay, cool. I can go there, or I can go over here and I can pickpocket this town and I can join these guilds and I can do anything but the main storyline.
Yeah, I gave it to my friend. He loves it. I'm like, oh, stick with Neverwinter Nights, thanks. I'm still desperately in love with Neverwinter Nights. So.
I'm very in love with Neverwinter Nights and the community and the whole process of being involved. However, I do spend my time going outside the box to play other things. Like I'm highly awaiting Mass Effect 2. I played Mass Effect 1 four times, and I've got two saved games waiting to go into Mass Effect 2. I'm Dragon Age. I'm high for it. Seriously. I mean, I have it on pre-order.
I would love it. I would love to. If I get a computer in time.
And I don't care if anybody makes fun of me. I have Sims 3 on pre-order.
Sims, isn't that thing where you pretend you can make up a family and business and all sorts of strange things?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
Like real life? Why?
It's a simulation game.
Yeah.
It is. It's. I don't know. It's. You know what? It has. I don't know what they did.
It's really addictive.
Yes, it is. And you know what's really creepy about it is a horrible time sink. And for some reason, you'll swear, oh, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, I'll get dinner started at 3:00. And the next thing you know, you're having to call Domino's because, you know, it's 7 o'clock and your family's all standing around holding their stomach. And, well, where did the time go? Seriously. Or, you know, you start on Thursday and think, oh, I'll just play for a few hours and it's Sunday morning. I don't know what it is about it.
Oh, no, I had a paper.
And so you end up having breakfast with your virtual family instead of your real one.
Yeah, sort of like that. After the initial newness of it, you know, you tend to get a little better at, you know, paying attention to your time factors. But for me, I really did going in there and building houses and stuff. And I love building things and creating and I've always wanted to like upload some of my houses for download, but I'm not real big in the whole scrutiny thing, so I don't.
Okay.
You ever feel it's a cruel world that there's more Sims expansions than there is? Isn't this a cruel world?
How many is there? Like 200 or something?
I think they have like 20 Sims expansions.
I don't know.
There's like 8 at the end of Sims 2.
Yeah, but we have thousands of Neverwinter Night player made modules.
Yes,
Sims
we do.
Is nowhere near.
You don't have to
they
pay
are expensive. Yeah, and you don't have to pay for them. And, you know, most of them are better than, you know, the OC. I mean, yeah, the OCs weren't brilliant anyway.
Yeah, that's really hard to achieve.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, there's some fantastic modules out there. Sims. Compared, you know, no. No, I mean, I've never played it, so I couldn't say. If it's that addictive, I won't play it because I can, you know, I'm of an addictive nature.
But did you guys hear that Obsidian is doing the first major expansion for Fallout 3?
No.
Yeah, they're doing Vegas.
Is
which
shoot them up game?
Fallout 3, it's an RPG.
Is it?
First-person shooter RPG, supposedly.
It's first-person or third. You can play it overhead or you can play it first person. It's easier to play first person if you're shooting things or trying to find little tiny stuff.
So you've got to shoot people.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Right. No. Yeah. I don't play anything that involves that. I like, you know, wizard gnomes, magic, elves that I can sort of, you know, kill.
Honestly, I loved Fallout 3. I played it. I totally enjoyed it.
Yeah. I've got a friend who loves all that, you know, the shooting up games, and they look so real because he's got like Xbox, whatever it is, the latest one.
Mm-hmm.
But, and he's like, oh, come on, Rio, have a look at this. You know, it's brilliant, it's fantastic. And I'm like, yeah, okay, the graphics are fantastic, but it's so boring. You just got this big gun and you're just shooting everybody.
Oh, no, it's an actual RPG. There is a story. There's tons and tons of interesting quests. And just the exploration alone is amazing. The details and stuff, I personally found it quite enjoyable. But then again, I like Mass Effect 2, and there's a lot of shooting in that, but there is, it's very deep in story also.
Mm. Okay. So it's a bit like, you know, D20. Is it D20 that comes to Neverwinter Nights? The modern sort of thing. So you've got your role playing, but it's all modern looking buildings and, you know, guns and knives and all sorts of stuff, but story behind it all.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
How about you, Lily? What have you been playing other than World of Warcraft and Obsidian Shore?
Guild Wars. Lots of it.
Ah, one of our co-hosts plays Guild Wars. Our new one, David.
Oh, yeah, he does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's into Guild Wars. I've never played it. I know a lot of people who like it, but I've never tried it.
It's a pretty fun game.
Now, if Neverwinter Nights, I mean, it's very unlikely, I don't know, at least I feel it's unlikely we'll get another expansion, but if there ever was an expansion to target female gamers, what type of elements do you believe would be in it?
Better graphics? Something that makes the elves not ugly.
Yeah, they really are ugly, aren't they?
Most of the characters are ugly. There's very few that, I even think that the regular human faces are, well, ugly.
They're so bad that the guys on our server complain.
It's usually they focus on, like, big breasts, you know, rounded hips, and they kind of forget about their face. You know, neck up doesn't matter. Just close your eyes and think of England, if you like.
They've actually complained about the hair and the facial angles and, like, everything you wouldn't think a guy would complain about.
Well, guys are particular about hair, aren't they?
Oh, I know mine is.
Mm.
Mine's not.
My hair is pretty long, and he panics if I say I'm going to get a haircut.
How about story elements? I hope you forgive me for delving into, you know, stereotypes or, you know, into a cliche of what, you know, females would desire in, you know, a story. But what about romance and beautiful things? You said that pretty much with, like, you know, the elves need, you know, a good makeover. And, you know, if there was, like, a high fantasy with this, I can't believe I'm saying this, like fairies and unicorns and rainbows. And
ew, what are you going to play, My Little Pony?
No, but it was, you know, so say beautiful stuff, better graphics, and, I mean, would kind of, like, not really a childish adventure, but a, you know, one that was more targeted towards beauty and probably, I don't know about romance, because it sounds like women dread romance over the internet as far as gaming goes. But Domi Soto's romance enhancement for Neverwinter Nights 2 is, like, one of the top downloads from the vault. And
yes,
one
it is.
It's rated ones. And now guys and gals are both, you know, digging that one. But, you know, if there was something to be targeted towards, you know, female gamers in general, what kind of elements do you think there would be, you know, or is there anything that you think that would break the stereotypes of what female gamers would want?
Hmm. Well, personally, I just wish the women weren't so stupid.
Oh, thank God someone said it.
Well, they are. I mean, you know, they were stupid in Neverwinter Nights 1, and they were stupid in Neverwinter Nights 2.
Erebeth, thank you.
Yeah, it just, they're not real. I don't know, guys seem to write these romances. And, you know, from a guy's perspective, you know, I loved Bishop, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sand could have been expanded on character-wise a lot more. It'd be probably really interesting. But, you know, the women... the women are just, like, dippy.
Yeah, was it Chandra Jiro? I swear she was, like, the most tragic soul in existence.
Yeah,
I mean, we're
Clara?
Talking about a woman who was running a farm by herself, running loads to cities and selling and doing all this other stuff, but she ended up having the personality of the most pathetic damsel in distress in existence. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. It's like, how can this incredibly strong person who's been running things all by herself and doing all this hard work, and all of a sudden she's just like the most whiny-ass person ever?
Exactly. And Quara was just some, I just wanted to put her over my knee and spank her ass.
I wanted, you know? Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you know, that was the least I wanted to do, you know.
She was a spoiled brat. However, she was supposed to be an intelligent one also. Therefore, she wouldn't continually act up like that, I wouldn't think. But
it was just horrible writing. It was horrible. Horrible. They never seem to get women right. And I think it's because they must not have enough women on the development teams and don't say, here you go, I want you to write this female character. I want you to write a romance or whatever you want. It doesn't even have to be a romance. Just write a decent female, for God's sakes. Oh. You know, one that we can all generally sort of, you know, say, okay, yeah, you know, I've done that. I've been like that. Or I can believe that at least.
Lily can...
Nishka bothered me nearly as much. But Nishka wasn't written so much like as just a woman. She was written as more of a thief than being a female.
Yeah, her personality came through on the rogue side rather than a female side.
Yeah, I liked her.
Well, when you game at a persistent world, if you're doing a female character, how do you think you run your female characters differently than some of the writers in the games?
Well, we do run our females differently, don't we? Because we're on a PW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of writing your own character as you go, and you get into a mode of, you know, of a different persona and such. I don't know. Is there different, like, I don't know, do you emote more body language or emote more dislikes or likes? What type of writing would make the cut that you're talking about in adventure modules to portray females or romances and such?
Let somebody else go first.
Well, okay, you know what? I can go ahead and chime in on this. I'm writing for the main NPC female on the Misery Stone, and I'm really, really trying with as much diligence as possible to give her multifaceted personality. Not that her personality, not like Sybil, I mean, she doesn't need a psychiatrist, but, you know, different moods, different situations, different scenarios, she handles differently rather than acting the same throughout the entire module. And she's intelligent, she's insightful, she's incredibly intuitive, and I really, really have learned a lot by playing modules, by playing the OC, the expansions, and other games also, what way I don't want to take a female character. And she is, she's a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure. But, you know, I really think that I learned a lot playing games not to create her in a certain stereotypical way.
Yeah, it's good. I don't want a female that just follows the guy and then whines about it.
Right.
Yeah, I want somebody who actually might even lead. It doesn't have to be a butch leader, though, you know? So, yeah. Yes, there's softness, there's intelligence, there's, you know, just... I guess however you and I would actually act in real life, you know? It, sort of, just with a bit of high magic. You know?
Yeah, we're not wiping the baby's bums, and we're not getting dinner on the table and scrubbing the toilets.
Yeah, and if we go shopping, it's for a new outfit.
Yeah. It's for a new piece of armor.
Yeah, that's right.
Not school clothes.
Yeah.
Need a few NPCs that say they need to go shopping more often.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it would have to be. Shopping in-game is high fantasy for me because I hate it in real life. So,
well, I've had a discussion with Michelle before when she started working on Bouncy Rock's Misery Stone about character ideas. And I had an idea, and this was a complete different approach. And I just want to share it with the rest of you just to get a female perspective on it. But how about characters that are like the wrong people to hook up with? Like, somebody who, I'm just gonna be no holds barred here. All right. Say there's a girl, maybe an ex-prostitute, you know, wild. She likes doing, drugs, you know, and she's pretty much along with the party to just, you know, make enough money for some more blow. And here she's really, really suggestible to, you know, innuendos from the NPC, you know, or from the player, I mean. And then she turns around, you know, like, you know, betrays the player and joins up with, like, the main bad guy. Kind of like the end of the NWN 2, but, you know, makes it more personal and deeper. Like, you know, you just couldn't provide. You know, you were just a waste, and I could get more dope and blow, you know, from... I hope that's not, like, getting into, like, real life. It's more, I guess I'm going along the lines of dark fantasy.
It sounds fun, but exhausting.
Yeah.
Exhausting.
Yeah,
well,
she sounds exhausting.
Like Bishop, you say that you liked the Bishop character, the three of you, and, you know, in a way, Bishop is kind of like the wrong guy to, you know, hook up with.
But is he? But is he truly?
Yeah, he always thought you could save him. He was somebody you really wanted to save or to be with, you know,
Whoever wrote Bishop did a great job at the underlining question mark.
Yeah, he was a dark horse, was Bishop. He was really horrible, and yet there was a story behind it. You just got glimpses of it, and you're never really quite sure.
And Casimir, ew.
Oh, Casimir was horrible.
Oh, you know what? Seriously, I had no idea that there was a romance going on. And all of a sudden, he wants to talk to me on top of this keep tower thingy, and I'm like, dude, yuck. Where did this come from, you know? And I was like, I kicked into the curb. I just could not follow through with that.
I did.
Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't do it.
I did. You know, later on, because I had to play it, I think I played it, oh God, three times through, for the walkthrough, and oh jeez, I just killed Neverwinter Nights 2.
Well, I was seriously salty because I wanted Bishop to be the romance option, and it seemed like it was going to be a possibility. Mm. And at one point, and then I was like, okay, this is dead end. You know?
But Casimir, you end up in a room, it goes dark, and somebody knocks on the door, and I've still got my armor on.
Yeah, what is that? You're evil.
I'm like, huh? That was quick. You know, it's Neverwinter Nights 2. It was the next thing in gaming. I expected, it wasn't intimate animations I was expecting, but I was expecting a bit more than that. And the man had his clothes on too.
Uh-huh. You know,
what happened?
Because the beds are not usable.
It probably would have broken with all that armor on it. You know, I played a fighter on one section through. I was in heavy plates. I probably wouldn't have been able to lie down and get back up again. It was just,
Well, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah. That was the thing.
There was some religious fanatic who went crazy over the lovemaking scene in Mass Effect. And it was very tastefully done. And, you know, you didn't really get, like, this full frontal or anything like that. You got, you know, like, the side silhouette of the buttocks and down the back, you know, and all this other stuff. And there was nothing, absolutely nothing about it that was considered nasty or anything like that. And once they actually finally saw the cut scene for that, they actually publicly apologized. But Fox News... Fox News blew it out of proportion, but when the woman retracted her statement, Fox News wouldn't even broadcast it. So, you know, it took the sensationalism out of it. And it was really tastefully done. And I don't understand what Wizards of the Coast, their issue is with having, you know, most of their players are adults. I have come to the conclusion from everybody I've talked to, people in the community and everything, most people playing D&D games are adults, or at least very late in their teens. And it's really ridiculous that they keep giving this rated Disney crap to us all the time. But we can go around slaughtering things and making blood splat everywhere, but we can't have a romantic scene or anything like that. It's okay. The violence is great, you know. You could slaughter everything in the world, but God forbid you kiss the boy next door.
Or even have a naked body. Yeah.
Or even the innuendo of a naked body, you know, a bare shoulder or you know, something to that effect. It's just ridiculous how they handle it.
But you can have big boobs.
Yes, you can have humongous boobs.
Yeah, you can have humongous boobs. I mean, they're absolutely massive. They're so massive that's the thing your eye is drawn to. And you think, crikey, look at, you know, does it move? You know, what are they? Oh, wow, I wish I had a body like that. You know?
I but just generally can't have find it unplayable without supplement books.
Well, I'm glad that they put big boobs in games.
Of course. Hey, Skunk.
Yes.
If you had to walk around with those all the time, you wouldn't feel happy about it.
Mm. No, but I'd help hold them for quite a while.
God.
I'd be nice. I'd be helpful.
Next, new by Victoria's Secret, the skunk hands.
We could get Bouncy Rock Guy to actually model some giant hands on the end of an elf. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. I know. I never went to Nights One. I know Old Man's Beard. You know, the guy when he was in CTP. And he, for fun, for something I was doing, and he... Something he did, I don't know what it is he does in the files, but he actually got the boots and he made them huge. Absolutely, these massive giant boots so that when the carrots sort of like lift, they could sort of lift and shake their leg, and it was fantastic. I'm sure you could make these really great big hands stuck on these skinny, not-kneed, ugly elf. And he could walk forward and there could be hands that are outright, so as he walks forward, he literally touches the female's, or helps, you know, keep the female's boobs up. I think it would just be great for fun.
Yeah. Do y'all ever like analyze the male physiques in these games?
They all look the same.
They all look the same.
That's another problem I have is lack of diversity. All these characters look exactly the same. They look like plastic Ken and Barbies, only ugly.
I really hate that because I like the more lean type of man, and then all of these are like these big, broad, muscled things.
Right.
No wiry, yeah, lean up.
Well, you know, there's some games who actually you can scale height and weight and bulk and leanness and everything else. And with Neverwinter Nights, it's just so limited. I mean, you either are huge, bulky, or you're a twig. But it's not proportionate properly. It wasn't well done. And I don't conceive why the elves have to look like mutants. I mean, all of us growing up listening to stories, Tolkien, for example, and everything, elves are beautiful. They are majestic creatures. They're sentient creatures that are absolutely beautiful. They're long and they're lean and they're magical. And then we have these little, munchkin,
spiky head.
They have mutilated faces. It's just like someone punched them right in the center of the face and made it all smush in, and their eyes look like they have Down syndrome. And I mean,
don't forget the neck on Sun Elves.
Oh God, yes, horrible.
I can't see them on screen well. They're so titchy. And then I have to sort of like zoom in because I play overhead, you know, and I have to zoom in. And I zoom out again.
Yeah.
I actually played an elf once in Neverwinter Nights on a PW, and I made her a fat elf, just so that I could see her, and she looked better fat. And that'd be like, what race are you? And I'm like, elf. Like, really? And yeah, you know, I like my cream
cake. That baby's got back.
Yeah. That's the only time I ever played an elf. Half elves, yeah, because they look like humans. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, like Lily, for example, she plays World of Warcraft, and she chose to play Horde. And, you know, it's almost like if you don't have a comfortableness with your own self, you can't play the ugly people. And I personally found the Horde to be a lot more diverse and a lot more interesting. And I played the Horde also. I had an ugly orc. I had a sexy troll. I had an undead chick, you know. And I would look, and most of the people over on the other side, all the pretty people, they're called the Alliance or AF. Well, on the other side, they're called AF, and we used to joke around and say almost 14. Yeah, the AF is almost 14, you know.
I played an orc, but their stats are quite, you know. If you want to be an orc druid, it's, you know.
I love playing Tauren.
Yeah, I had a druid Tauren.
Oh. Yeah. In Neverwinter Nights, it's difficult to play an intelligent orc without losing, you know, points and your strength or your constitution and stuff, because you've got to, like, bump it right up because they're meant to be pretty dumb.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I mean, why do they have to be stupid?
I have no idea, but it's a real pain because, you know, I quite like the look of it.
If they're a shaman or, like, a caster class or something, I don't see why they're stupid at all.
Mm-mm.
They shouldn't be.
That makes no sense. I mean, if they are a caster class, how can they be stupid? Mm. It's just not feasible. It makes no sense.
I like a character that has some intelligence and, you know, can actually give a good wallop. So I'm usually play fighters, a bit of rogue. I'm happy with that. I'm not really good at casters, but I have tried. And,
I'm primarily a healer, usually.
Yeah. Clerics not bad because, you know, they can actually fight. But magic users, you know, wizards and sorceresses and stuff.
Well, when we're
powerful, but oof.
When World of Warcraft first came out, shaman were ridiculously overpowered, and they could take a paladin out from the almost 14-year-old side in no time. And they finally calibrated them and fixed them, and they became like the jack of all trades and masters of none. Mm-hmm. However, in a group, the shaman was pretty spiffy because of the totems. They enhanced other people's abilities if they were in your party and stuff like that. And not to mention they could be spec'd as healers also. And they can resurrect. They didn't, matter of fact, they didn't even have a limit on how many times they can resurrect people.
Actually, in Burning Crusade, I kind of thought that shaman were a little bit underpowered. But then they did more or less a total overhaul on everything in Lich King. And shaman became an extremely powerful class again.
Oh, don't make me want to reload my game again.
I think orcs are intelligent to the point where they can speak multiple languages. Now, with humans, I mean, you know, there's some human people out there in real life that are pretty orcish themselves. And it's their communication skills with, you know, speaking common versus their natural native tongue. So that when they end up speaking common, that's an often misconstrued thing that they're, you know, they're stupid. You know, it's kind of like, you know, hearing somebody struggle with another language, you know, but, you know, they could be like a professor or something, you know, mm-hmm. from where their native lands. You know, so that's really a lot of the misconceptions with orcs there, that they're all dumb.
Yeah, dumb brutes.
I like going back of rewinding a little bit. Skunk made a comment about what would you like to see as a female gamer in games that would, you know, entice other females. I don't know that we can logically answer that. Because, you know, Lily and I both have done the MMO thing. Rio likes, you know, she likes a lot of the single player games and stuff like that, and I do also. However, everybody is so diverse that I don't think, especially women, men like to get in and just kill stuff. There are men who are really into having a decent story, a decent plot, and everything else, but all the people who play first-person shooters that just go around killing stuff are usually guys. And I really am restricted to my gaming as far as RPGs, adventure games, and that's about it. And unless you want to count, like, Free Cell when I'm bored. When I'm sitting on my computer, you know, having to edit an interview or something, I'll play Free Cell while I'm listening. But for me, personally, I like the darker stories. I the whole bright, sunshiny, other than The Sims. Sims doesn't count. The Sims is a whole nother world on its own. I mean, that is just a creepy game that I don't understand why it's so addictive. But as far as RPG and stuff like that, I like the darker stories. I don't like the happy, shiny worlds. And the Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines was one of my favorite games. And it's a very dark world. I like games that have, you know, the whole doom and gloom. And I don't necessarily want to be a hero. I you know, the whole save the world at the end, or someone's got a phone ringing.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll just put it down.
Okay.
I don't know who it was. I don't care.
I don't think a game has to end. You've saved the world. You're the hero. You're the master of the universe and stuff like that. I think there should be other options. I think there should be an option like, you know, well, this crap sucks. I just want out of here. Or, you know, I want to join the bad guys because, you know, the good guys are really annoying. Or why does there have to be such, you know, discerning differences between the two? Why are there no gray areas? It seems like there's never any gray areas. It's either one extreme or the other. And it would be really nice to have, you know, that kind of that middle gray area that you can travel down that path and see what happens and make the final choice at the end.
Mm. Gray areas are always some of the funnest when you...
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're back. All right, do we have any updates? Do we have any updates on the website or for the podcast before we head out? Let's see.
Hojbo submitted some news after she left the IRC.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that Skunkine is hot.
That's not news.
Yeah, that's not the news, though. Didn't she have a module that she's working on?
Is there news in our forum that she recently submitted?
Yep, like right before the show.
We probably shouldn't have said she was the she.
Are you for sure it's a she?
Well, maybe it is a dude that thinks I'm hot. No, I'm secure enough, you know.
She should be straight.
She posted a wall of text about her or his, whichever one. They is. The Demon's Medley, a single-player module based in Cormyr.
Where?
Based in Cormyr.
Ah, Cormyr.
Forgotten Realms.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on the Dragon Coast, not too far away from my home of the Sea of Falling Stars.
It was originally a pen-and-paper campaign that they played for 2 years. They're hoping to make it into an NWN2 mod.
Good luck.
Wicked. They're also recruiting, too. So if there's some people that are interested in building with Neverwinter Nights 2, come check out our forum and you can read some more details.
Yeah, it just looks like they need a 2D artist. They'd also kill for someone to 3D model the end boss. Probably get Johnny Reed to do it if he's not busy. He's not ever busy.
No, he's always free.
All right, I think that's it for this week, everybody. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks, Striker, for joining us from Israel.
Yeah, just 5 a.m. What?
Thanks, Tony, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for letting me drop in.
So are you creating the running of the Minotaurs right now?
Yeah, I'm logged into the server right now, testing it out to see if I can...
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think I'll post about it as soon as our forum move is done. This should be really fun. Well,
make sure you give credit to who thought of that.
I will, yeah.
All right. David, you finished your coffee yet?
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, get in game.
Level up.
Oh, yeah, baby, level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com. or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights Podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights Podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast is copyright 2009.
I didn't check this.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, hit save. Now take your left hand and grab your right ear. And then your right hand and grab your left ear. Are you doing that?
No.
Just tell him to take a hike, sir.
Skunk, shut up.
There you go. Tell him, Striker.
Yeah, I'm actually about to go refill my coffee here in a minute.
Alright, go do it real quick and then we're going to get started.
That's what we're calling it now, coffee.
Alright, I'll be right back.
Holy Jesus! Man, he crawled off the microphone there.
I think he pulled it out of his throat.
I'll be right back. Right? I'll see y'all.
Can somebody shoot him?
I'm going to go level up.
Bye. Bye.
Fight! take me alive. The time has come to make.